Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Handy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and T. Quiller, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Welcome to episode 164 of
The Inexplicable Dumb Show.
I'm T. Quillen.
I'm John Malden.
It's Jacob Coakley week.
Coakley week. Outstanding. I love that.
Yeah, I know. He's got his own. Well, he's going to talk about a new, you know, there's always National Something Month going on, right?
Right.
He's got a new one coming up. He's going to try to talk to us about.
He's got a new month?
A new month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Ambitious.
Yeah, that's actually what it, ambition-ter.
Wow. Sorry, Jacob.
Yeah, it's horrible. no, actually, some really, really neat stuff going on at Theater Face. The big one, though, is his National Month thing. I'm going to let him talk about it.
Good. Because you're doing well.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying. And that's, and that's half the battle. No, yeah. That's not it.
What? No, knowing would be half.
Knowing is half the vote. Well, that
okay. Trying is a quarter, maybe.
Here we go. Let's just get right into it.
Okay.
Want to stay current with the Inexplicable Dumb Show?
It's quick and it's easy and it's free.
Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Hey, Putz, get off your fat tookus and do something. I'm tired of yous laying around, complaining about this and that. Forget about it. It's all you say. You bum.
Shut up already, Frank. Oh, God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm sorry. He gets wound up around the first of the month. You know, when you're supposed to pay the rent.
Now, give Frank a big tip. Hear about auditions, booking gigs, and other theater work around the South. Next.
John, we have Jacob Coakley back on the phone.
Oh,
again.
Stage directions and
yes,
theater face
sir.
And et al.
Yeah,
right?
et al. That's right. Jacob, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Doing
good.
Really good.
Good, good, good.
Now, when last we spoke, we were talking about stage directions and we brought up theater face, but you got a bunch of new stuff going on, right?
Absolutely. Well, yes, we're trying to build up theater face there, so we're trying to find fun ways to get people involved there. Yeah.
Cool. Well, tell us all about it. What do you got coming up?
Sure. Well, the main thing about Theater Face right now is that we're trying to build a great community of theater makers and theater practitioners. So, I mean, in addition to all the normal discussions that happens right now in terms of what people are working on or what help they need, what we do, a couple new things we've got is, one is we started a series of weekly live chats where I ask someone to come on and then ask someone to come on and we talk to them. I talk to them one-on-one for a little bit in the chat room and then about 20 minutes in or so, we open it up to everyone who's there to start asking them questions. And we've been really lucky. A lot of people have really responded to this. So we've had some good people come by. We had Kurt, I'm going to pronounce his name wrong. I apologize in advance. I believe it's Kurt Butcher, who is a scenic designer. He works down in Southern California. He worked on Courting Vampires at Boston Court. And so we were able to talk to him about he did this really great stage design where the stage floor was filing cabinet lids. And then they would pop up and they would be able to have different props underneath them, or in one case, which he talked about in the theater chat, he talked about how they actually pulled up a couple file cabinet drawers and buried a body in.
Oh, wow.
And he had a slide underneath the doors that was covered with some dirt so that they just threw the actor into that, and he was able to slide down onto a crash pad and down underneath the stage. So that was fun to talk about. We've also had people like Scott Walters, who's a he's a professor of theater at a University of North Carolina, Asheville. He's a big advocate for decentralizing theater, I guess. Like he feels that there's a lot more theater than just in New York, LA, or Chicago.
Right.
And so he was able to talk about that and talk about ways to actually talk about theater to make sure that people who are in those areas and working on theater don't feel as if they're just second class theater citizens.
Wow, that's a big topic for us as well.
Yeah, right.
it is a big topic.
That's kind of how this this our podcast got started. We're trying to pass the word of professional theater in the Southeast. Yeah. So yeah, we are allies in that fight, I guess.
Yes, a lot of people are, and it's really weird because there is so much that goes on, and there is so much quality stuff that goes on, but mm-hmm. it doesn't seem as if Scott can really go off on this, and but he's like, if you look at the numbers for where the NEA grant money goes, it really is centralized in large urban areas, and it's just a fallacy to think that there isn't other quality work going on in other places. So we were happy to have him on. We got into it with a few people online and was able to talk about ways to maybe not convince people, but maybe ways to like get people around you to stop thinking in these centric ways and start thinking about ways to reach out and create a greater theater community that isn't centered around those areas.
I'm talking to
Looking Glass Theater right now, which cool. is in Chicago, but there's got a costume designer who's doing a couple of their shows coming up, Ezra Queen of Haiti and then Icarus, and we're going to see if we can't get that costume designer on to talk to people about her work. So
cool.
Just good, fun stuff coming up, and a lot of ways to kind of increase access to everyone and share a little bit more knowledge with everyone across the board.
Cool. Now, just off the top of your head, not putting you on the spot or anything, but just off the top of your head, where are the approximate numbers in terms of people who've signed up for Theater Face? Where do you sit right now? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Yeah. Actually, I was looking this up beforehand so I could have enough ammunition to be like, oh, here's how many people we have. We have over 5,000 people now.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. That's and from all over the world, right? I mean, it's not just the United States.
It is all over the world, absolutely. We are, of course, most of our people are focused in the United States, but it is from all over the world. We have one guy who's based in South Africa and is a very consistent poster of his videos. He puts on a lot of puppetry plays and a lot of stuff like that. So I think he's uploaded the most videos of anyone on the site. And so it's always fun to come in and see what he's done with his backdrops and his sets and everything. We've got people all over the world, but we are mainly focused in America, yeah.
Awesome. Other than just the live chats, what else have you guys got going on with Theater Face?
Well, we're always trying to do new things. And there's, like I said, there's always the forums there's always the groups in the forums. And those are the best places to talk to people and really get some hard information on, like I said, the stage directions and Theater Face, we are focused on like practical information to help people make better theater. So like right now, today, there's a guy who posted last night who's mixing a choir concert at a high school and he's having major problems with feedback. So right now there's a bunch of people trying to write him back and trying to troubleshoot that problem. And that stuff like that happens all the time. If someone was looking for some makeup help, and if you sign up, one of the things you'll do is you'll get a weekly email from me with a couple of different choice subjects that are going on. Like someone might be looking for a good play for high school that features mostly girls, but still has a few parts for boys or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always going on. Well, the other things we're doing, that was one of the things we're trying to start, and I'm still trying to figure out exactly how to really key in and ramp this up, but we're definitely doing it is, have you heard of National Novel Writing Month?
No.
It's this initiative where, it's this nationwide initiative where during the month of November, it is a set of tools and a community for inspiration to get people to write a novel in the month of November. I think there's a certain word goal for it. I forget exactly what the word goal is off the top of my head, but you get a word goal, and the idea is that you have a finished first draft or a finished rough draft of a novel at the end of a month, 30 days.
Wow.
And it's a pretty intense project, and we were looking around here and we said, well, why don't we do something like that with plays? So in November, we're going to have our first ever National Playwriting Month. And we've got a group started and we're trying to get people interested in joining that up. And we're going to just make a huge push to get a bunch of people to write a first draft of a play in November.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And in order to support that, I don't want to name any names in case it can't happen, but I'm talking to people at like some new play development centers to come on for the weekly chats and give some inspiration or give some kind of encouragement. We had I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Marsh Theater in San Francisco at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're a smaller theater, but their influence is huge. They mainly focus on solo shows. And I believe, I may get the name of it, Stephanie Weissman started it, and then David Ford is a director and a teacher there. And they work really, their main focus is on solo shows. And, so we had them on for one of our chats, and David was kind enough to, like, talk people through a couple writing exercises, and Stephanie was talking about their development process. And that's the kind of thing that we want to have for the National Playwriting Month and for the group there, that we can just get a bunch of people to talk about how to write a play and keep people moving on through it and see what we come up with by the end of it.
Oh, that's awesome. And you're shooting for that for November. Is that what I heard?
It is going to happen in November. We're shooting for a lot of things to happen around that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, with like the people coming online and talking, sure. But it's definitely happening this November.
That's awesome.
So the end game is through the month of November, you write a play and send it to you guys, or what's the end result? Is it a competition, or is it just?
It's not really a competition. The end game really is just to have the project written. The end game is to have the whole. I've been thinking about this idea for a long time, and I never kind of quite had the motivation, never kind of quite carved out the time to get it done. This is it. You're going to sit down in November. We're just going to plow through this and see what happens. And it's just kind of a. It's kind of like running a marathon.
Right.
There's no real end goal other than the
survival.
You ran a marathon. So.
But I mean, can Theater Face members then post their scripts and then I'm assuming
absolutely.
Have
there's
a.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's all right. I just thought we lost you there.
Yeah, I thought our network went down. Go ahead.
No, but I mean, so there will be opportunity to post and have feedback and our panel of. People's feedback or whatever?
Absolutely. I don't know if we're going to be able to get a panel of feedback simply because the readers are just deluged right now.
Right, sure. Yeah. Sure.
But there's definitely a place to post your pages. There's going to be a place to get feedback from other people who are working on scripts. And yeah, that's definitely part of the whole motivation in trying to keep people focused on getting it done is we want to be able to give them some positive encouragement from other people there in the trenches with them.
That's awesome. It sounds like
amazing, actually.
Yeah. It's a fantastic idea. And it sounds like Theater Face is, it sounds like it's grown by leaps and bounds. That's awesome. That's incredible.
Yeah, we're really proud of it.
Yeah. And so if someone who's listening to the show who has not joined Theater Face yet, how would they do so?
Good question. Because one of the things we do on Theater Face is we want to keep it focused on people who are creating theater, and we also definitely want to keep out spam bots and just anyone who's just going to come on there and create a hard time. If you go to YouTube and read any of the comments, you can realize what can happen to communities online. So Theater Face, we put a little bit of a gate up on theaterface.com, but if you go to theaterface.com/join. So that's theaterface.com/join, join. There'll be an invitation page right there, and you can just put in your email and sign on up.
That's outstanding. That is phenomenal.
I would like it to be open to everyone. Like I get feedback from people where it's like, this should just be open to everyone in the world. And to a certain extent, I agree with that. I can absolutely see people's point, but we don't try to make it too difficult to join. We just try to make it difficult enough so that we don't get a lot of spam bots. We don't get a lot of jerks.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to. It's so specific oriented that I think you would lose something if it became just the next Facebook. Or
well,
something.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was just about to say. Although,
it'd probably be good for you business wise.
that's a good point though. But I mean, Facebook is. I mean, it is. Not specific in any kind of topic at all, you know. And,
right.
And this is. I mean, yeah, that definitely. I can see the point of or the benefits of keeping it limited like that. I mean, it's limited only in that. I mean, it's not limited. You just have to kind of know how to go about getting into
there
it.
There's kind of a secret password, but we try to make it the secret password as secret enough that if you're a human and you can ask for it, you'll get it.
Right. That's a good idea. Well, Jacob, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We love having you on the show. We can't wait to see what happens with all of your live chats. And I'm dying to know what happens with National Playwriting Month. We definitely are going to talk to you again soon about that and find out how that went. And we'll definitely be following along with it on theaterface.com.
Thanks, guys. I
awesome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you
so much.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you.
National Playwriting Month.
That sounds like a we kind of joked at the beginning, but yeah, that's an ambitious project.
It very much is.
And I'm glad someone is out there wanting to push that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are tons of people out there that have had that.
Yeah.
Well, I could write that play, but I've got to, you know.
Yeah.
And now, right. now they have a charge. You've been challenged. It's
yeah.
a challenge.
I mean, just think about it. Just think about the times that you're sitting around a table, you know, like stuff at places like SETC going, yeah, wouldn't this make a neat play? You know, or wouldn't it be a cool idea if this was a story or something? And nobody ever does anything about it. But
yeah.
That's what he's...
So I'd like to throw this out that I'm going to officially challenge you to write the Inexplicable Dumb Show play.
Challenging me?
Yeah, just you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Good. You go right ahead and issue that challenge. I don't know that would even be possible, John. How would you encapsulate everything that we do here?
Oh, I don't know.
In 1 90
minute
play.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's up to me though, right?
Right. Yeah. I'll direct it. You write it.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so again, thanks to Jacob for that. 165 gonna be a Hallmark week for us. I don't know why, but it's just going to be a Hallmark week.
Well, it sounds like it.
Maybe
yeah.
we should talk to people at Hallmark.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we'll do that.
When we care to send the very best.
Well,
no, that's FTD. Right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Whatever. It's all cards and stuff. Hey, we'll see you.
Bye.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.